Hello and welcome back to English with Lucy. I'm trying again with my new microphone. Hopefully it works. We'll see. Today we're going to be talking about two verbs that often confuse my students. And the verbs are to lend and to borrow. Now these verbs are so confusing because they mean roughly the same thing. The only difference is the direction. Now, I've got some secret tricks that I can give you today that will make sure that you use these verbs correctly 100% of the time. I've got some good methods of remembering which is which, and we're going to put them into practice today as well. So firstly, what do they mean? Well, to lend means to give something to somebody for a limited amount of time, so you expect to receive it back. To borrow, on the other hand, means to receive something for a limited amount of time and they expect you to give it back. So to lend means to give and to borrow means to receive, both for a limited amount of time. The verb to borrow is regular. The infinitive to borrow, the past simple borrowed, and the past participle borrowed again. Lend, on the other hand, is irregular. The infinitive, lend, the past simple, lent, and the past participle, lent. Now, I always tell my students that in order to remember it, you need to think of the syllables. Lend, one syllable. Give, one syllable. Borrow, two syllables. Receive, two syllables. So we know that lend, give, borrow, receive. Easy as that. So let's put this into practice then. I'm going to use my lovely cousins, John and Katie. John and Katie, I hope you don't mind. So John needs £10 and Katie has £10. So John could say, Katie, can you lend me £10? He could also say, Katie, can I borrow £10? But he could not say, Katie, can you borrow me £10? And that's a mistake that I often hear. Now, Katie has got the £10 and she would like to give it to John for that limited amount of time. So she could say, yes, John, I can lend you £10. She could also say, yes, John, you can borrow £10. But she can't say, yes, John, I can borrow you £10. So just remember that. So make sure you understand the direction in this situation. John has borrowed £10 from Katie. Same situation, different direction. Katie has lent £10 to John. So John has borrowed from Katie. He's received the £10 and Katie has lent £10 to John. She's given him £10. So hopefully that is a little bit clearer. Now I would like to test you. So we're going to have a quiz. I'm going to give you 5 seconds to guess the answer and then the answer will appear. Okay, so let's look at number one. Could you me your Ferrari? Could you me your Ferrari? Which one will it be? Okay, the answer is lend. Could you lend me your Ferrari? And we know that it's lend because we've got me. I could say, could you give me your Ferrari? I couldn't say, could you receive me your Ferrari? So if you're in doubt, try it with give or receive, and that should tell you which one it will be. Okay, number two. No way. Last time you my Ferrari, you crashed it. No way. Last time you my Ferrari, you crashed it. Which will it be? Okay, the answer is borrowed. Make sure you think of the verb in its correct form. No way. Last time you borrowed my Ferrari, you crashed it. No way. Last time you borrowed my Ferrari, you crashed it. So, number three. I this t-shirt from Felicity. I this t-shirt from Felicity. Which one is it? It's borrowed. The reason it's borrowed is because we've got from. I borrow from, I lend to. Okay, number four. Did you him your PS4? Did you him your PS4? Which one is it? It's lend. Did you lend him your PS4? Did you lend him your PS4? We've got him, so we know it's lend. Okay, number five. You shouldn't money. You shouldn't money. Which one is it? This one's difficult. Okay, this one was a trick one. It can be both borrow or lend. You shouldn't lend money. You shouldn't borrow money. That's not my opinion, by the way. All right, guys, that's it for today's lesson. You should now understand how to use lend and borrow correctly. Just a quick reminder for you, I now do a free live pronunciation lesson every Sunday at 4:30 London GMT time. And this is on my Facebook page, which is called English with Lucy. So the lesson lasts 1 hour, and throughout that hour, you can write your pronunciation queries, i.e. words that you don't know how to pronounce, and I will pronounce them for you. And it's great fun. We did it last week as well, and loads of you tuned in, and I'm starting to recognize more and more names, and it's really nice to chat with you. So make sure you tune in for that. Don't forget to connect with me on all of my social media, which is right here in front of my face. And I'll see you very, very soon for another lesson. Mwah! Now, Katie could reply firstly with, no way. Now, I've got some tricks that I'm going to tell you today that will